This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. Today, the topic is, who are we? It's that I am energy. And so many times when I'm working with clients, people ask what their purpose is or what are they supposed to be doing in life? And they're bothered by really not having a sense or feeling that they're sure as to why they're here or what they should be doing. So everybody has this feeling that they should be doing something. And sometimes it's just to be in a place of experience, right? And that's really what the soul wants, is for us to be here and have the experiences in our life that allow the soul to evolve. And part of that is that discovering, who am I? And the best way for us to discover who I am is to be exposed and to participate and then assess afterwards, who am I? And how did I respond? And how did I act? And how did I feel? And how did people respond to me or me to them? We get to assess all those dynamics. And oftentimes when we ask the question, what's my purpose or why am I here? We think of it as a flat thing, like it's a one answer, like I'm here to learn to love or I'm here to heal this particular ancestral wound. But we forget that we are so diverse that it's not just one big thing. It might have a big thing or a theme. Let's say you're here to learn to love, but the layers of love are so incredibly vast that we spend many, many lifetimes learning love, loving your fellow employees, your peers, loving your children, loving your pets, loving your life, loving things or not loving things, being in a romantic partnership, then just all the different layers of that, loving family members. I mean, there's just so many layers and vibrational frequencies just around that topic, just love. And I bring up that particular topic, that love, because the portal to the other realms and the other dimensions, they're always there. They're always open. The veil doesn't exist unless we create the boundaries. But the gateway to all those dimensions is through love and through the variations of love. And so that is exactly why we get to experience all the emotions that surround us. And, you know, there's some philosophies that there's either love or there's hate, and then there's variations of things in between. And we tie words to those variations to try to describe them a little bit better. So happiness, you know, can happiness be a variation of love, but we term that term or that word happiness to it in order to explain that vibration. So there's different philosophies. I just know when I go through and access all the dimensions, when I'm working with people or I'm just channeling, it's the gateways are always there, but it's through this love and the different layers of love. And so if we are in a perpetual state of anger or frustration or disgust or even depression, it makes it difficult or even impossible to access the gateways that we're seeking. And so always coming back to that state of heart and heart energy. But all of that comes also to the energy of I am. And again, we approach it from a standpoint of an analytical, like a doing thing, like I am a mom, I am a teacher, I am a public speaker, I am this, I am that. We have learned that from small on in how we introduce ourselves as to what I do often becomes who I am. And that's that label we associate or we attach to ourselves. And we're actually delabelizing ourself in the process. We're stripping away those things that are restrictive to us. And one of the things that are so incredibly restrictive to us are the labels that we associate to ourselves, because they create a false identity. And the I am energy, we actually are in, as I speak about the multi levels of love, the I am energy is we are actually different versions or variations of ourselves, the I am, based on where we are. And we get to then learn, I'm going to add a little, another layer of complexity into this. So for example, if I am working with clients and I am in my I am energy and I am in the space of heart, that has a different frequency than I am me and I am working with my kids and I'm in the heart space working with them. So again, we think very linear, we think very one-dimensional, but we are so incredibly complex in the matrices that we leap between and we work between. So when we do this I am energy or the I am clarity, it's really to have the understanding of what area of your life or what section are you focused on. When you answer the questions as to who I am, you might want to start by who am I at work? And then who am I with my kids? And then who am I with my spouse or my significant other? And then go into the layers of love. And this is really key because you might find that if you're working in the heart space, it's easier to more quickly get into that heart space of love when you are working with, let's say, your children or even your pets or a significant other than it is when you are working with your peers. Because often in a work environment, we don't think about, I'm loving my coworkers or I'm loving my boss. I might like them, but we don't speak in terms of the vibrational energy of love. And in that variation of the vibrational difference between working with your children, your spouse, and a boss or your peers, it's important for you to recognize that you are going to be different. Your I am energy is different, and the truths that you might discover in those areas might be vastly different. And it's to accept that and explore that and come to terms with that. If you feel very clear and powerful in speaking, let's just use the throat chakra, and in speaking your truth and pulling out words of wisdom or creativity when you work with your kids or you work with your significant other. And then it's very different when you go into the work environment, when you're working with your boss, and even when you're working with peers, there can be a variation in how you show up. Those are going to give you clues as to, you know, am I really speaking my truth? And what does that mean? What does it mean when I'm speaking my truth with my home, in my home environment? And what does it mean when I'm speaking my truth in my work environment? And the puzzle pieces that get brought to the surface or the understanding is if there's certain topics that you are hesitant to touch upon or you shy away from in the work environment with peers or with the boss, that might show you something in your home life. I think back to clients I've worked with in the past or even my own work that I've done over the years. It's a noticing. Let's say that you have a male boss. You're female and you have a male boss and you feel hesitant. You feel like I can't speak my truth, or I feel like I'm not seen or I'm not heard. You're looking for validation. It's to assess what you're experiencing there, because that might give you clues into your personal, the I am parts of you, of your relationship with a father energy or a male energy that's in a perceived role of power or a role that's above you or a different level than you. And so they're clues. It's not to say I have to really be able to speak freely and I have to just say what's on my mind. It's not sometimes a simple matter of that. It's like to observe before you go there, observe what it's showing you and where else might that be applicable in your life. The discovery of the I am energy is more than just discovering your human, your persona, and how you present yourself in the world and how others perceive you and how you shift yourself so that others perceive you in a certain way. I know that's a mouthful there, but the I am energy is more than just how I show up and how I present myself and how people perceive me. And if I don't like how they perceive me, then I change how I present myself. It's this back and forth. The I am energy really is the window into our soul. And we often think about the third eye, you know, that forehead is, that's our gateway into psychic ability, our intuition, the knowing. It's where we get to connect to other dimensions. But it also, and more importantly, the third eye is your I am. It's the discovery of who you are in all these situations. And having the clarity as to who you are in these situations allow you the access and the wisdom and the additional portals, not only into the different dimensions, but also into the dimensions within. And we often don't think of ourselves as being dimensional. We talk about the fifth dimension, but what if you have a fifth dimension within you? What if it's part of you? And what if that gateway to go there is within you, through the heart, through the third eye, and the information is within instead of outside of you? What if? And just to ponder that for a moment, that as you bump up against any challenges in life or any patterns that you're observing, you're experiencing versions or iterations of yourself in these different personas of I am. So for example, if you feel like, I've been here before, I don't want to go this, I need to break this pattern, I'm really frustrated because I thought I dealt with this thing. Look at it in a different way. Look at it from a standpoint, okay, this is familiar. I have been here before, but obviously it's either I'm at a different level of myself, a different iteration of myself, or I still haven't learned what I need to learn. But regardless, I'm going to be patient with this. I'm going to observe it. I'm going to look for these puzzle pieces together. I'm going to eliminate the frustration. I'm just going to take a deep breath and eliminate the frustration, or get out of the victimhood, the pity, the I can't believe I'm here again. Get out of that energy, because it doesn't help you at all. It just actually holds you there in a lower vibration. And take a deep breath and say, okay, I'm seeing this. This is what it is. I need now the clues that help me solve this puzzle, because it appears to be some sort of puzzle. I find myself in this place again. But it might be that it's actually not the same thing happening again. It's actually just my perception of the same thing happening again, but I need to look at a different layer of me. I need to approach it from a different view in order to get the 360 view of what actually is going on here. And what I really feel is, for many people, it's this opportunity. We might feel incredibly frustrated that we thought we dealt with these things. We're tired of the battles, but it's different. And it's new, because each day, each moment, you are different. You are changed. It's just how our cells work. It's how we age and we change and we transform and we transition. If we think we're the same every single day, and if we think we're the same, are going to have the same response in every single situation, we need to look at it in a little different way, in the magnificence of the multidimensional beings that we are and the multidimensional wisdom that we have access to, because our cells are dimensional and the cells are waking up. And so the cells are giving us different clues. We just get to use our observation and our curiosity to get to what's going on. I like to believe that we're all a bunch of Sherlock Holmes figuring out these pieces and figuring out the puzzles. And some people love this. And some people might even feel they're a little bit better at it. And some people feel like, I'm awful at problem solving. I'm awful at issue resolution. But actually, we all have that piece of us. It's part of our creativity. It's part of our solar plexus energy. It's part of the inner child spirit within us that likes to figure things out and resolve it and play in it for a little bit. So the I am energy, Chiron, is so important to helping us see and heal any of those wounds or any of those things that we perceive as wounds. We just get to pay attention to it and put that different light on it. When I say you are loved, the I am energy, it's to understand you're loved on many, many different dimensions, not just in one domain of your life. You are loved in all dimensions. And so when spirit delivers messages to us, such as you are loved, they're actually saying, or the message or the information is, you are loved at home. You are loved just being you. You are loved amongst friends. You are loved at work. You are loved when you're sleeping. You are loved when you are awake and sipping your morning coffee. You are loved when you interact with strangers. And you are loved when you are enveloped with those that love you so dearly. You're loved. And we get to play with that energy in all of our emotions and all of our states of being so that we truly can understand, who am I? Who am I when I'm sleeping? Who am I when I'm sipping that morning coffee? Who am I when I'm interacting with my peers or my boss? Who am I when I'm sitting on the floor and playing with my kids, or I'm playing a game with them? Who am I when I'm with my significant other? And all the layers that go with that and those moments. And to remember the magnificent being that you are. You're not flat. You're not one-dimensional. You are vibrant and whole and multidimensional. So the belief that you can figure it out and just be done with it is really a harsh judgment, because there's more to you than just the one layer. So be patient, be loving towards you, be understanding that this is all part of the journey, all part of the discovery, all part of how the universe and spirit and your angels and guides and loved ones on the other side are helping you through these transformative times. And most importantly, remember, we're never done. We just continue to understand and go deeper and deeper and deeper.
One of my most favorite meditations that I love to provide to people is the I Am meditation. And today, I'd love to include that for you. It is a short meditation. You can stay tuned. Just sit back, relax, and all you need to do is to breathe.
I am beautiful. I am an energetic being in transformation. I am a loving energy that loves unconditionally. I am open to all that the universe provides. I am an intelligent and learning being. I am a caring spirit. I am true to my internal spirit. I am a teacher. I am a healer. I am balanced in my energy field. I am at peace with the world. I am without fear. I am moving forward on me for my journey. I am aware when I need a rest. I am human with a spirited soul. I am a lifelong learner. I am conscious of all elements of the earth and energetic realms. I am the truth of my voice. I am loved. I am the giver of love and light. I am amazing. I am abundant. I am the driver of my life. I am the voice of my truth. I am capable of all that life brings to me. I am a manifester of my life's journey. I am peaceful. I am full of joy and happiness. I am in a fulfilling relationship. I am creating a life of awesomeness. I am healthy in my physical, spiritual, and mental being. I am living the life I choose. I am aligned to my purpose in all areas of my life. I am living a life that is filled with laughter and joy. I am prosperous in all that I do. I am protected in all areas of my life. I am open and listening to all guidance. I am acting on my life's desires and dreams. I am present with all that life brings. I am loved. I am light. I am.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.